You're so pretty when you sleep. So amazingly pretty. The photos didn't do you justice. But to be fair, it was a very strong lens and a very great distance. You're so pretty. And you're waking up. Oh, it's adorable! So adorable! Oh! No, calm down, you're fine. You're fine, just calm down. Don't struggle, you can't struggle. You're tied to the bed, it's fine. Just calm down. Just listen to my voice. You know my voice. Yes, just be calm. It's all... Sorry, I'm a bit overcome. I'm fine, I'm not going to cry. I promised myself I wouldn't cry. Oh, you are so pretty. So... Wow. I've never been this close before. You are... You're honey. I'm honey. But you know that. Because you listen to my audios. You're my biggest fan. You don't know how much that means to me. Because people have said it in the past. People have said, honey, I'm your biggest fan. But they weren't. But you are. And you're here. You're actually here with me. Where are you? Well, you're not listening. You're here with me. It's okay. I know you're a bit confused. The drugs. I'm not a doctor. I mean, I've role played doctors and nurses. But I had to kind of guess it. I mean, tea, great at making tea, but drugging Sorry, I was going to say I'm not this awkward, but I'm always this awkward when I'm in love. And, hi, you're so pretty. But, drugs, yes, I'm not an expert with drugs, so I kind of, I Googled it. So I guess that does make me an expert, because obviously if you Google stuff, you're an expert. I mean, you know, it's how I kidnapped you. Not kidnapped you, just, you know, conveyed you here. Kidnapped, that just sounds, it's not very romantic. And this is very romantic. I mean, look at the bed. It's four poster, which is fantastic because it made it easier to tie you to it. And the knots, I Googled those. I mean, I was a brownie, but I was more about the fire than the actual knots and helping people. Damn, maybe they had a drugging badge. Maybe I should have paid more attention, but you know, fire is so pretty. Fire. I mean, you like fire. Of course you like fire. You're my biggest fan. You're my biggest fan. Have I told you that you're pretty? You are so pretty. Why are you struggling? Oh, I know what you're doing. You're trying out the knots. I know. Aren't you impressed? Those things are not coming undone. You are not budging unless I want you to. You're stuck here. With me. Oh, tears of happiness already. Don't start crying. You'll set me off. You'll set me off. Oh, is it? I'm so happy. Oh. So. Your comments. Can I just say you are a poet? Just, oh. The way you can just convey emotion with a word. First, oh, my heart, it just, you had me at that. Oh, I adore you, my biggest and greatest fan. You see, other people have said that, and they made promises, and they broke their promises, so they kind of went away. Google helped. But I want you to know that you're so much more special than them. You are unique. You're amazing. You're so pretty. I know I'm staring. Normally, I'm in my bedroom just speaking into a microphone. But I'm actually talking to you in person. You're here with me. You're close enough to tie to a bed, to restrain, to drug. Wow. This is so real, you know? I mean, I've role played. I mean, you've heard them. You've heard my role plays where I try to figure out the best way to approach you, to convey you here. Did you like the bunny ears? Cute, right? Kitten ears. Because, you know, I did those cat audios. Yeah, you know, quotes. Sorry, I'm a little bit overwhelmed. But I did, you know, all those audios to find out which would be the best way, which one would... I'm feeling a bit giddy. Oh, you just have this effect on me. You affect me. Breathe, honey. Oh, I can be so ridiculous sometimes. But you like that, don't you? Because you always liked those audios. I love you. I love you, my biggest fan. So, the audios. I role played scenarios to see which one you would find most attractive. And you like the straight up kidnap conveyance. You like that one. So that's what I did. And now you're here. And oh, see, I did drug someone's tea in that audio, but I mean, there's always an element of license in my audios and poisoning tea. Oh, not poisoning. Oh, so sorry, slip of the tongue. drugging tea. Oh, no, we can't do that. I mean, look over there. It's an altar. It's where I make the tea. Yeah, an altar, because it's my religion. Do you not like tea? If you don't like tea, I don't know how you could be my biggest. You do like tea. You're a joker. You are tricky. Oh, so tricky, but you're not tricky enough to get out of those knots, are you? No, you're not. You know, not as in ropes and knots. And I'm just naturally funny, you know, like people are always telling me, honey, you are funny in the head, and I'm like, thank you, people are so sweet to me, no one is ever me apart from people who break their promises, who say that they're my biggest fan and then they're not, but they go away. I mean, it's amazing what you can Google. How to get rid of bodies. How to get rid of people. How to get rid of people who break their promises. Yeah, that's what I Googled. I mean, why would I Google how to get rid of a body? That's ridiculous. I mean, I watch Bones. I know how to get rid of a body. Not that I have ever gotten rid of a body, because that's just completely impractical. You have to cut those fuckers up. Oh, but I digress. You're here with me. Oh. I mean, this is... I know, I I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. Maybe I should drug you again until I can be smoother. No? You? Oh, a bit of a headache? A doctor? Oh, ooh, already? You want me to roleplay as a doctor? Hmm. Ooh. No, you got me blushing. I'm not saying no. I just think we should get to know each other first. I mean, obviously, I know all about you. I know everything about you. I know everything. I've done my research, and I'm good at that. I'm good at finding out shit on the internet. And I mean, your computer was really easy to hack into. And don't worry. I would never tell anyone. I mean, I completely understand. I mean, there are some dodgy things on my computers as well. But I mean, it's just our secret. And I mean, I will never tell. And you smell so good. You really do. And your hair's so soft. And you're so touchable. Blink. Why aren't you blinking? You're still not blinking. Oh, are we having a staring contest? Oh, and I just blinked. Oh, you're good at this! You're perfect. You are just... Oh, what did I say about crying? I know, I'm happy. I wanted it to be smoother and, like, I wanted to be suave and charming, and I'm just messing it up. You know what it is? I haven't had any tea because I was keeping an eye on you, and then I was just staring at you and then stroking your hair, then sniffing it, and then cutting bits off to make makeup brushes. Makeup brushes. I thought I could become a beauty guru. You know, the next stage in the evolution of honey. But that would mean I'd have to show my face. Maybe I'll just do it for you. I mean, I don't need to do YouTube anymore. I've got you. I don't need any other viewers. All I need is my biggest fan. And you are perfect. Almost. I mean, there was one thing on your computer that I found a little bit... Ooh, this could be a problem. The coffee thing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a coffee drinker apart from it making you soulless. You're the exception. So, I've made you some coffee. I know. Don't worry, I googled it. I know it's fine. I googled how to make coffee. It's pumpkin spice. That's a thing. I mean, why you'd want to put pumpkin in your coffee? I mean, it could be worse. It could be Oreos. Oh, God, just having you. Oh, I can't even talk. I'm so happy. Look, just drink the coffee. Just drink this. Don't worry. I thought of that. Straw, a paper one, not a plastic one, because, you know, gotta save the planet for all of our children. So just drink the coffee. Come on, drink the coffee. Drink the coffee. Come on, just, I googled and I made coffee for you. Just drink the coffee. Drink the coffee! Oh, thank you, darling. Just drink it. Just keep drinking it. Drink it all down. Drink it. Drink it all down. Oh, no. That's probably just the pumpkin spice. Here, let me just take the cup from you. All the drugs. The drugs. I drugged it. Well, it's coffee. I can drug coffee. I can't drug tea. Well, you just look. You just need to have a little nap. Just a little bit. Just stop struggling. Why are you fighting this? Oh! Do you want a kiss? Oh, you're so cheeky. First you want to play doctor, now you want a kiss? Oh my. Mind you, I shouldn't be surprised. I mean, stuff in your computer. I mean, not the coffee stuff. You will have to stop drinking coffee. I mean, this time was just to drug you, but yeah, no more coffee. No. No more coffee. I mean... Ooh. Oh, you're getting drowsy. That's right. Just lay back. Just lay back. I'm so happy. I'm so happy that I've got my number one fan, and we're going to be so happy, and we're going to get married, and we're going to have children, and we're going to have puppies. Well, I'm not puppies. I mean, we're going to get puppies, obviously we're going to have human babies, not puppies. Although maybe we should Google that. No. I'm just getting carried away. So I just need to calm down and just stare at you for 24 hours. Just sit here and stare at you and smell you and maybe stroke you a bit. Just a little. But it's fine because you're my biggest fan and I love you. And you're mine now. You're really mine. And is that a bald spot? Maybe I shouldn't have taken so much hair. That's fine. I'll just comb it. There you go. Oh, as pretty as you ever were. And now to just stare at you. And stare at you. And oh, that's good. Oh, I love you. My biggest fan.